I would like the ship to go. Now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Discussing Trek. Today, we're here to talk about the latest Star Trek Discovery trailer, maybe the final. We want to talk about the trailer and see if we can pull any nuggets out of it, as well as a little bit of news. But along for me on this journey, on this epic journey, is Cal Jones. How you doing, man?
You know what? I get an opportunity to talk about something with you, and this something is Star Trek, but I'm always happy to be talking with you. So I'm good. How about you? How are you doing?
No complaints, man. I am ready for this season to get underway. Ironically enough, it seems like all the good stuff is kind of starting at the same time. The stuff that I'm interested in, at least, is my show, my guilty pleasure, Survivor, is starting up soon. Don't laugh at me. And don't judge me either.
Also, no judgment. Hey, I watch weird stuff, so all power to you.
Also, we have the Bad Batch starting, which is, you know, my Star Wars thing that I'm into lately. And yeah, it seems like it's going to be an interesting few months here. So any TV coming up that you're going to be interested in coming up here besides Discovery?
Well, besides Discovery, of course, in May, we have, you know, the next series season of Doctor Who. So I will be watching that. I have to actually catch up with 3 Walking Dead spinoffs. I've not seen Dead City. I've not seen Daryl Dixon. And I've not seen the one that just started with Michonne and Rick. So definitely want to see that.
You know what, man? I was so hardcore about The Walking Dead, but they went, what, 10, 11 seasons?
11 seasons.
On the regular show?
Yep.
And they have like 4 spinoffs. And I'm to the point where it's just too much. It's just too much for me. Maybe if the original show wasn't so long, I could get into the spinoff material. But man, it's a bit of a slog.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, without getting too deep into it, you know, the finale was just kind of eh. But I don't think the finale of this, kind of like segue, I don't think the finale of Discovery is going to be eh from all intents.
Well, that's the thing. It was, this season was shot with them not knowing this would be the final season, and they filmed this epilogue at the very end. So hopefully it's satisfying. I've heard Wilson Cruz talk about that if this had to be the season to go out on, he's really glad that it's this one because it's very exciting, very action packed. And he think, you know, you always think it's your best season, but he has come out and said he thinks it's their best season. So I'm excited about it.
So this is a speculation, and I'm sure, you know, at some point in history in the future, we will know the answer to this, but I would love to know how much of an epilogue was actually recorded, like how much was actually recorded and was anything reshot to give it some of that, you know, winding down. I would be curious to know that.
Well, if this trailer is any indication, it seems as if everything has been pitted toward the end of the show. But of course, a lot of this probably was added in after the fact with some of these voiceovers that we get in the trailer. So we have some rather sad news. Let me pull up the article here. Star Trek Discovery alum, and also has been in many other things, Kenneth Mitchell passed away. Very sad thing. He's been battling ALS for quite some time now. And, you know, even through his struggles, you know, heart goes out to his family. But I love that he stuck with it. You know, he came back and had some amazing cameos on Discovery, even while, you know, battling what he was battling. You know, Aurelio is like one of my favorite characters in Discovery. He was working with Osira in, was it a couple of seasons ago?
Yeah. What was it? Season 3? Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah, just an amazing role. And even though he was in this kind of Pike-esque wheelchair thing in the show, they played all of that into his character. It was really touching and just great to see him come back and be able to contribute, because we know that he really, really loved Discovery and just acting, period. I read, I think it was Emily Colt's Twitter or Instagram, where she was talking about her and Kenneth went on a walk, and they had a very touching moment there as he was battling what he was battling. But yeah, just a great actor, and it's always sad to see these actors go. But yeah, just hearts and minds to his family. Gal, I saved it, but we brought this up in a pre-show, but I saved it because I wanted to ask you, did you know that he was in the Marvels?
No, seriously, I didn't. Tell me, who was he?
He was, Carol Danvers' brother, I believe? Yeah, Joseph Danvers. I'm assuming that's Carol's brother. Mm. Or somehow related to Carol.
Must be movie because...
Thank you. Thank you, Wynn Grace. Her dad.
Okay, well, that would make sense because I was trying to think. In the comic, I knew she doesn't have a brother, and I was wondering. But that would make sense that he could have played her dad.
And I didn't even know it was him, so good for him. That was pretty cool to be in that franchise. I know you don't love the franchise, Cal. We won't talk about that right now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's cool that Kenneth was in Captain Marvel, so that's a pretty cool accomplishment. And you know, as we can see right now on this IMDb page, Wikipedia page, excuse me, that he's done a lot of TV work. Again, I keep saying it, but hearts and minds to his family. And you know, another loss to the Star Trek family for us as well.
You know, it's just a testament, I think, to the human spirit overall, that you have these people who are diagnosed with whatever the case may be. You know, you've got Kenneth Mitchell in this example, but when you brought up Marvel, I'm thinking Chadwick Boseman, who, and much of the things that were being recorded while he was playing back Black Panther, he was already sick. You know, physically, you may not have been able to have seen it yet, but he was already sick. I think also back, you know, relating to Doctor Who, Elizabeth Sladen with the Sarah Jane Adventures. You know, she was sick while recording that. No one knew it. So I just say that's a good part three of many, 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 many examples of just the human spirit carrying on as long as they possibly can. So, as you said, hats off to him and thoughts to his family and friends.
Yeah, you just never know what anyone is going through. And they can be going through the worst thing in their life and they'll just keep their chin up and keep going. And a lot of times it's the work that kind of drives them that keeps them alive in some aspects. But yeah, just a sad thing. I know right now the Star Trek cruise is going on, I believe. And I think some thoughts have come out of that as well, of people, you know, talking about his passing. So just a sad thing. So, Kyle, are you ready to any other news, any other thing you want to talk about before we get into this trailer? This may be a quick discussion, guys, but we're going to dive in and see if we can pick out any nuggets. Any other thing you want to talk about before we get into the official season 5 trailer for Star Trek Discovery?
No, because I'm actually looking forward to getting into this. So let's go for it.
It has been a hell of a journey. But everything ends someday.
The Discovery is my home. My family.
We've always been able to find answers together.
Being a part of a crew, being where you need to be, when you need to be, that's Starfleet.
Last dance.
I shall follow your lead.
The greatest treasure in the known galaxy is out there. It's more important than you can imagine.
We're on a search for one of the greatest powers ever known.
It could be very dangerous in the wrong hands.
This clue is the most important thing. We have to keep it safe.
Let's fly.
When you have a season of a show that is, or it could be a movie, that is all about finding this great treasure. Can you recall a good version of that one where you felt fulfilled? I think for me, the one that jumps out in my head is maybe the Star Wars sequel movies where we're trying to find Luke the whole time, or even the last sequel movie where we're trying to find Palpatine, you know, that type of thing. We're trying to find this thing. That as a concept in a movie or television season, is that something that you like or something that drives you to watch a show?
Yes and no. And I say that in the sense of, you know, I love my arcs. You know, I love where you can watch something a second or third time and then see all the things that you missed along the way. And that's where I go into the yes and no. If it's well executed, I think it's done really, really well. If it's not well executed, and of course it's not done really, really well, I think one of the best examples, and I know this is going to sound corny, but it's a story that's been around over 100 years. So it obviously has stayed around and was successful, is The Wizard of Oz. Mm. You know, The Wizard of Oz is a perfect example of going on a journey to try to find something. But the twist at the end, spoilers for The Wizard of Oz, is you had what you needed at the very beginning. And I'm not saying that that's where they're going with this, that they'll have what they needed at the very beginning anyway. But, you know, I think that's, to answer your question, an excellent execution of said needing to go and find something.
Yeah. Follow the Red Angel Road, as Wynn Gray says in the chat. And Mara says, it says that the friends we met along the way. Yeah. I don't know if I'm ready for that type of thing. You know, we've had petulant child screaming and destroying dilithium across the galaxy. I don't know if he's petulant. That's me adding it in there. But yeah, as far as discovery arcs go, this one sounds maybe the most fun. And they haven't really pitted it as being the end of the world. They're just saying adventure. Although in the trailer, it does say it could be dangerous in the wrong hands. How dangerous? Nah, I guess we'll find that out. What is the one nugget you got out of the trailer that you like to talk about tonight?
Well, nugget number one would be, I see characters returning. And that to me is something that I really, really like. I mean, we see Tilly, you know, Tilly is back. Yeah. And whether that was purpose, whether she's brought in toward the end to kind of help wrap up, whatever it is, I like that they're bringing, you know, Book is back, Tilly is back. You've got your core characters all there. So that would be nugget number one that I really, really like. What do you think about that?
Oh, man, I love that Tilly is back. Of course, I think Tilly, Mary Wiseman, was off having a baby last season or during the last filming. So that's why she wasn't in the show as much. But it's great to have her back. And, you know, as much as we probably complained about Tilly in the first few seasons, I hope she's back to her old fun self, because it turns out we needed that lightheartedness in in Discovery, where everything is all dire and world ending. So, yeah, glad Tilly is back. Not so much that Book is back. And I've mentioned this again in Tasha's Discord. You should join. But I mentioned that I think I haven't seen the season, of course, but I think Book's story would have been served better by not coming back. I know we kind of need him to play off of Michael Burnham, but by the same token, I feel like he's not a nuisance, but it kind of distracts from kind of the adventure and the captaining that I want to see Burnham take command and do. So I could have done without Book.
All right. So let me ask you a question. What can Book do in this final season to change your opinion, for you to say at the end of this season, you know what, Kyle, when we were sitting there talking about the trailer, I said what you just said, but this made me change my mind. What would this be?
Maybe more in the background. And I hate to say that because I love David Ajala. I think he's awesome, but just a bit more in the background. I mean, you got to realize last season he was basically going against everything that Starfleet and Michael Burnham did by trying to destroy Tennessee. And, you know, he was doing his own thing. So we'll see if the punishment suits what he was trying to do last season. Although maybe some of his motives weren't that bad, but in the end, he was just kind of on the other side of what Burnham and Starfleet was doing last season.
Well, if you notice in the trailer, that scene where you see the two of them, it looks like he's on the shuttle bay. It doesn't look all happy-go-lucky. There's a tense moment in that kind of, so at least they're going to address that.
Yeah, it looks like their reunion, and I don't know how far into the season, you know, it's going to happen before we see them pop up, probably very soon, if I'm being honest. But yeah, they're going to have some issues to work through. So it might turn out just fine. So let's pivot a little bit into, well, first, let me say this. Adira looks weird. They mentioned this in the chat. Adira looks different on this picture. She's beside Tilly here. She almost looks black in this picture. Maybe that's some of my color grading. I don't know if I did that, but she looks black in this picture for some reason.
No, I think it is the way the sun is reflecting off of the actual picture of her. But I agree. That picture does look, of ethnicity.
Yeah. Oh, also, well, let's not gloss over Saru's relationship. Looks like Tarina is coming back. The Vulcan president, Tarina, coming mm-hmm. back as well. So we'll probably see that relationship get flushed out a little bit more. And we kind of had the thing last season of two captains. So we'll see. And I think it's already been said that even Duck Jones has said that Saru's going to have kind of a different role this season. So we'll see what he'll be doing exactly. I heard ambassador thrown around.
Yeah, that's what I've heard going around, and that he would be less of an official Starfleet, but more of an ambassador role.
Yeah, but by the same token, it looks like he is going to be going on adventures with the crew. So, hopefully he's in the mix, because I love Doug Jones, man. He's a great actor. And, you know, to have to wear those hoofs around, get that man some screen time. So our last episode was about our top five time travel episodes. And I don't know if you were able to garner this from the trailer, but it looks like this greatest adventure may involve, it seems as if there may be some type of time travel. Now, we know that we're going to visit in the various first episode, we're going to visit this Romulan ship that has been sitting around for 800 years. We're going to visit it in the very first episode. And we see some scenes in the trailer where they're aboard said ship. I'm wondering if there will be time travel. And if so, how much of that will it be? Because I'm a little hesitant to do time travel and mirror universe, which is the other thing that might happen. Mm-hmm. Because we don't have Georgiou anymore. We don't have Michelle Yeoh. And she was kind of our mirror universe surrogate for the show. But now that she's not there, I really don't want to dive into the mirror universe any. But it looks like either we may be going there, or some ship from the mirror universe may be coming over to our prime universe. Any thoughts on time travel and or the mirror universe?
So the good thing about trailers is we get to sit here and have this episode and talk about them. The bad thing about trailers is some of the different properties go through and put everything in their trailer, and you have nothing to look forward to. I say that in the sense of, what if she is in there and we just don't know it yet?
Mm.
Would that not be cool?
It would be cool for a cameo, but I don't know if I want her. I don't know if I want her back. She's going to be doing her own show. Let's let her devote her full attention to that. It would be cool, okay. But
all right. But let's say for a minute she's not on there. But would you like to see elements of season one be wrapped up in season five?
And how would you think they would do that? Any thoughts specifically on that?
Well, wasn't there, and forgive me for not remembering well, but wasn't there something with the Defiant, a TOS episode with a ship that was referenced in season one? What if it, that because there was a ship that disappeared, right? If I remember correctly, could that be somehow disappeared to the future 900 years later?
Oh, so there was chat room, keep me honest here. I think it was a TOS episode, Tholian Web, the ship, the Defiant, which Constitution class looks like the Enterprise, disappeared. We didn't, in that episode, we didn't know where it disappeared to, but it disappeared. And then later, all the years later,
I think in Enterprise,
it reappeared. Well, that's where they used it at. They used it in an episode, Mirror Universe episode. We got to see Archer and his crew suit up and use it in that episode, if I'm remembering correctly. It's been a while since I've seen it. So they're saying it's a possibility that this could be the ship that we're seeing, because honestly, there are what seems to be a Terran symbol mm-hmm. somewhere in this trailer. We could be seeing the Defiant somewhere in this season as well. So we have Wynn Grace making a comment saying that the Defiant was also mentioned in season one, but it was prior to it disappearing in TOS. That ship went back in time to Enterprise Mirror Universe. Yes.
Ah, gotcha.
Yes. And I think the only reason it was mentioned in season one is because when the Discovery landed in the Mirror Universe, they somehow grabbed that data and they displayed it. I think that's how it was mentioned in Discovery season one. You know, that could be one of those full circle moments you were mentioning, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at some of these screenshots here from the trailer, this looks like the Enterprise circa Strange New Worlds, you know.
Agreed. Yep.
Looks like we're in sick bay here. And this is Locke.
Isn't that behind him that, well, if you don't mind going back to the previous, I think that over his shoulder is the Terran symbol.
Yes, that seems to be the Terran symbol back there. You know, it looks like that's what's going to happen. We're somehow going to be tied into the Mirror Universe. I don't know how I feel about that because, again, I wish we were kind of done with the Mirror Universe simply because Georgiou is not there anymore. And like you said, Kyle, she could be coming back, but that's still kind of cool that they're using this Strange New World set here, which I think is kind of awesome. So,
but you know what? If it is done well, again, back to my writing done well, we could go back to the Mirror Universe and not have her.
Yeah, that's true. You
know,
that's true.
We've still got the mystery of Lorca that we've never, you know, came up. What happened to the original? Ooh, would that not be a cool thing?
Ooh.
The real Lorca comes back at the very, very end of this season.
See, now you sparked my interest, Kyle. We have Prime Lorca somehow come back with the Defiant to our Prime timeline. So maybe we won't be doing time travel per se, but it looks like people might be coming into our universe via the Mirror Universe. That would be cool. I like that. I like that.
And if you look at it from this from that perspective, it is in a way the reverse of season one.
Mm.
You had, you know, we start out in our universe with, you know, Mirror Lorca, and we're ending with Prime Lorca coming back. That would be cool.
Yeah, I also had another theory as it pertains to we keep going back to Calypso, the short trek starring Aldous Hodge, which is one of my favorites. The whole thing there was that the Discovery was waiting in a nebula for like 1,000 years. I'm going to posit that it might not be our Discovery. It could be the alternate Discovery from the Mirror Universe somehow, even though I believe it was a USS Discovery in that actual short. Somehow they can make it work, I think. They do make reference in season one that Discovery was destroyed. The ISS Discovery was destroyed when they went to Mirror Universe. But, you know, they can easily say that Cornwell was mistaken, that it wasn't the real one. You know, I think they can play that off. But yeah, I'm hoping they tie that in somehow to rectify this storyline. So we have a comment here from Andy saying, same with the Mirror Universe stuff. It seems a little too overexposed in recent years. Yes, especially when, as Kovic explained, the further we get in time, the more the universes expand. So, you know, in 31, was it 3188, 3199, it's, you know, it's not as close. It traveling between them is not as easy as it used to be in the TOS era. So, yeah, it's a little weird that we're still mining that, but interesting enough. Comment here from Wynn Grace saying that maybe it's the Mirror Universe Discovery. And the reason it's hiding for all this time is because it knows it cannot be found in our timeline until the 32nd century. To not change history. That checks out with me. I like it.
And I like it in the way he wrote that with the O. It sounds like light bulb moment.
Indeed. And here we have the Terran symbol again on that sick bay scanner.
Oh, yeah. I see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that definitely looks like it's what's happening. Any other tidbits from the trailer? Looks like we're doing high adventure. There's a scene with them riding on these bikes, which looks like they got straight out of Lower Decks. Do you remember the Lower Decks episodes where they're basically doing the movie? They're writing the script and they're doing the movie in the holodeck. And there's a couple of scenes like that where they're riding on these bikes. It looks like the same bikes. It looks like, to me, it looks it's exactly pulled from that. So I guess shout out to Lord X. I don't know. But kind
of
cool.
You know, what it reminded me of was one of the most hated scenes in all of fandom for me, which is the Phantom Menace scene with little Anakin with the, it was like, waste of time.
Don't hate on Annie. And then we also got, now this is one thing, guys, I'll show this image. This one actually got to me because I don't know why it is, but I had not realized that Captain Rainier was a Romulan. I don't know why that nugget skipped totally past me, and I'll bring it up here, but you get a good picture of him here with his ears, his Romulan ears, you know, protruding out there. So I had not realized that he was a Romulan. So that's kind of cool too, to have a Romulan captain.
And very angry, by the way.
Well, in the actual shot, he's like, I figured he was holding something that was like making him, I don't know. It seemed like he was holding something or something was happening to him that was making him kind of freak out. But yeah, going to be some good stuff there. So I can't wait to see him. And, you know, to have a little opposition as this, you know, captain that kind of does things his own way, that might be kind of interesting. Yeah, and we have Jet Reno back, so that's going to be cool. I can't wait to see her back as well. Going to be some cool stuff. So yeah, man, it's just again, I think they're dialing up the action, and just hope it's all satisfying as it sounds.
Here's another thought we want to talk about, you know, tying it all back in. While you weren't being chased on whatever the sand buggy thing was, you did start out in the very first episode with Burnham and Prime Giorgio on a similar looking planet in, you know, a sand looking planet.
That's true. When Grace mentions that the library thing intrigues him, that's interesting. And I heard others talk about this as well. Like, in this far-flung future, why do we have such an massive library? I'll see if I can find a steal here and bring it up. But I found that very interesting as well, because it honestly seems like a true Indiana Jones-esque type of adventure that they're going on. So, Kyle, how do you see it all wrapping up, man? How do you see it all wrapping up for our friends?
Okay, so this is what I want to see happen. I want to see at the end, whatever this is, resolved, and the crew going on to their next adventure, and it goes off. I think that would be the perfect ending. I don't want them all to go their separate ways. You know, I don't want tragedy. I want everyone together. They're just going off to their next adventure. We just happen not to see it.
For me, I can agree. I don't want them to be, I don't want to fast forward 20 years and see them in, you know, old versions of them. I've seen that done so many times at the end of shows. I just want to see them just continue on these adventures, leaving that door open for if we ever want to come back to this, we can.
Bingo.
Because you could complete the series without ending what the character can do going forward. You know, we can complete just this specific story we're telling for the character. And if we want to come back again in the future, well, you know, maybe we can. I mean, just all good things. We kind of wrap up the storyline for our TNG characters, but we still come back to it years later and not none of that counts, you know.
But see, I think in their defense of all good things of TNG, when that ended as a syndicated show, whether they knew they were going to be doing the movies or not, they probably thought, we'll do two or three movies and that will be it. You know, I don't think anybody had the concept of we will be coming back doing a series 30 years later.
Yeah.
You know, so again, I think that's why I want that open ended, because that just, like you said, we can pick up wherever, and it's easy to explain why somebody didn't come back because something happened to them, but in the whenever, whatevers, but you don't have to explain too much of how do we get to where we saw them 20, 30 years later?
Yeah, yeah. And I agree, Mars. This is an amazing shot in the library. Ewan and Grace, this is pretty great.
You know, I'm doing everything I can to
go
make
ahead and say your Doctor
comment.
Who library thing that you always say about it.
I just wonder who left the library. But I just wonder, did somebody leave the library? That's all I want to know.
Okay. Box checked.
Thank you.
And Mars makes this comment here. I think it was me that mentioned it in Tasha's chat. This is before I realized that Captain Rayner was actually a Romulan. I was like, oh, is he like turning into a Reman? Is he like, you know, in disguise or something? And I also thought that might play into the whole Romulan ship thing. But I think I'm off on that. But if it does turns out he's a Reman, I think that would be cool. But we'll see. But yeah, what do you think about this? Do you think this is just some archive that has just been preserved as a history thing over the years? That it would puzzle me at this point if every book known to existence was not digitized in some form or fashion they just pull up on their pad. Why are we visiting this library? Do you think this is some other civilization that we're going to visit here? Or any thoughts on the library being in Star Trek?
I think it's a cool concept. I would love to know why they're doing it. Maybe they saved somebody to the library. I don't know. Thank you, Kelsey Davis. Who knows who might be saved to the library? But still, there's got to be a reason, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be a reason they're showing this.
Yeah. And then, you know, as far as this Indiana Jones-esque treasure hunt that we have going on, we have these glyphs popping up everywhere. Of course, you know, that the background image that I had up at the very beginning had these glyphs across in a circular pattern. I tried my best to try to figure out what language this was, or is it referenced anywhere in Star Trek already? I couldn't find anything. So maybe they made it up for this season. But yeah, I think it's kind of cool that we're kind of figuring out these puzzle pieces, which pretty much every Star Trek Discovery season does. But I don't know why it feels a little bit more intriguing that now it's deemed a quest for a treasure hunt. Kind of makes it a little bit more interesting versus being world ending, as a lot of other things have been. And we have a comment here from Andy saying, as someone working on their second master's in library science, print material is still important. Think of all the physical items at the Starfleet Archive. Indeed, sir. Indeed. Wingray's mentioning that they are introduced to seed ships in an earlier season. Would be cool if this is an Ark of Knowledge.
That's interesting.
So I'm trying to remember, was the seed ship the one that... I think I remember that, because that was the one that Culber and Burnham went to that had all the plant life. Seeds in a vault.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember that. I think that's it. But yeah, what if they, when everything went to hell in the handbasket, they just sent all the books off to some place to, you know, be preserved. And now we're having to go back to the archives because something got destroyed, not digitized, not archived properly. I think that could be cool.
The Smithsonian in space.
In space.
Space. But you know what? Kelsey makes a good point that I was about to read, and I'm glad you put it up, because this is something that I've been thinking about doing. And Kelsey says, clearly I have to rewatch the whole series before April.
Well, I guess that's something we can kind of talk about as we kind of wrap up this conversation. You know, for me, I really thought about rewatching, but I don't know if I could do it, man. It's honestly, it's not a lot. It's only, you know, 10 to 15 episodes per season. So I could do it. But yeah, I think I'm just going to go back and watch the last season. What are you guys going to do? Are you going to go back and watch the entire series, or will you just watch the last season?
Yeah, I think I actually am, considering that this is going to be the very last. I want to go in with a good grasp of the entire series. You know, I don't normally do that. I did, you know, used to, when I would have a doctor regenerate, I'd go back and watch all of that version of the doctor's stories. So, you know, I think only because this is the finale, I think I might do that. Plus, I'm in need of a new show.
Yeah. And when Grace mentions that Nan went on that seed ship, I forgot about her. Yes. I like that character. I was kind of mad when they took her off the ship.
But you know what? That brings up a good point of something that Discovery has done that a lot of series don't do, is you've had characters, Tilly, Nan, you've had characters, the guy that was the love interest in the first season for Burnham, leave. You've had Giorgio leave. So you've had these characters be introduced and exited, and you usually don't have that in this type of show. So I think that's something unique of Discovery and something that I've really liked about Discovery.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird that some of the characters I would have thought by now that would have been more prominent really haven't really got to that next level. And, you know, they're, I guess, as far as the show goes, not principal cast, but people like Emily Colts, Detmer, Bryce, Reese, different characters like that I thought would have got a little more limelight. But they definitely have tried to stick with a core principal cast that they try to tout a little bit more than everybody else. So, you know, we've always talked about some of the Discovery characters not getting that much limelight. So it is a little weird, but, you know, we'll see where this timeline goes, and maybe there's room for these characters somewhere in the future to get a little more space. And with that, guys, I think we're going to wrap up this conversation. I will tout that there's just beautiful imagery all through this trailer. The money, as they say, the money is on the screen 100%. And that's one of the things you can say about Discovery has always been a pretty high ambition show as far as technical brilliance and the CG. So yeah, it looks like they amp it up even more this season. I have to admit, I got a little bit scared when we got the preview of Michael Burnham riding the ship. You know, that trailer we got like a year ago, that had me a little worried because it's a little bit too much, but we'll see. We'll see. Marge is saying my one complaint about Disco is not getting to know the bridge crew. So say we all. So say we all. All right, Kyle Jones. You know, I mentioned shows that will be coming back up or coming up during this next few months that might make things a little difficult to stay apprised of everything. Isn't Doctor Who returning pretty soon?
Doctor Who is returning in May 2024.
Oh, boy. Jeez. Yeah, so yet another show we have to stay apprised of. And if we were to talk about that show, what would people, you know, who are on this show that are interested in Star Trek, they like to hear us talk. Yeah, where could they go to hear us talk about that other franchise that you hold so dear?
So if anyone else that is watching or listening to us and likes hearing us talk about Doctor Who, you can find Clarence, myself, as well as our friend Lee Shackelford on Discussing Who at discussingwho.com.
Indeed, that's discussingwho.com. And, oh man, Wingrace makes a comment here that they started to give a WasCon a little bit more storyline. You know, she went on that away mission with Pike. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And they kind of just forgot about her. I will say, at least for Detmer, in a couple of seasons ago, they gave her a pretty good storyline. She was battling with emotional trauma. So she did have a storyline there, but I didn't even see her in the trailer. I saw WasCon in this trailer. I didn't see Reese in this trailer. I didn't see Detmer or Bryce in this trailer. So maybe I just missed them. But yeah, you would think they'd pop up at least in the trailer. So, and if I'm missing them, please let me know. But yeah, hopefully they give these characters a little bit more, but I feel like it's going to be so much action. We're not going to have room to stop and do anything really as far as character development.
Agreed.
But yeah, and we didn't really mention, Stamets a lot in our discussion. Hopefully Stamets is back in true form in this season because, you know, we love a good Stamets. Damn it, Stamets. And we're going to end it there, guys. Thank you all for joining. It's been a lot of fun. We really appreciate it. Thanks for jumping on with me, Kyle. It's been a great discussion. And I can't wait. But April 4th, can't get here soon enough. So, yeah, we'll be doing our live reviews. And hopefully every one of you can join us as we do those as well. And with that said, we'll end this broadcast. Until next time, guys, live long and prosper. Thanks for listening to the Discussing Trek podcast. For more information, go to discussingtrek.com/subscribe.
You've been listening to the Discussing Network. Find out more at discussingnetwork.com.
Can I say that, like, shut up, Wesley? I can just go, shut up, Clarence?